images for children of all ages. This is KWMR Point Reyes Station. Coming up next, Epicenter. We'll be checking in with Christine Beekman from the National Park Service. KWMR is underwritten by the California Film Institute, dedicated to celebrating film and media as art, entertainment, and education through the Christopher B. Smith Rafael Film Center, the Mill Valley Film Festival, and through CFI Education Outreach Programs. More information about CFI online at cafilm.org. That's the letter C, the letter A, film.org. Well, looking out at the weather there, today should be sunny with a high near 57, calm wind becoming west 5 to 9 miles per hour later in the afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog between midnight and 1 a.m., otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 40. Looking ahead toward the weekend, similar weather tomorrow, Friday, partly sunny, mostly cloudy later in the evenings, 20% chance of rain Saturday night, and continued chances of rain throughout much of next week. So we'll keep you posted on that. They're calling it another atmospheric river, although it looks to be predicted to be a little weaker than that last system that came through. Anyway, we'll, of course, no doubt be keeping you up to date on all of that here on KWMR. And now it's time for Epicenter. This is Epicenter on KWMR, West Marin Community Radio. You can hear Epicenter at 5 p.m. on KWMR or listen to recent audio archives at kwmr.org. I'm your host, Jeff Manson, and today our guest is Christine Beekman, back for another one of our wonderful monthly check-ins from the Point Reyes National Seashore. Good day to you, Christine. Thanks for being here with us today on Epicenter.
Good morning, Jeff. Happy almost St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you.
So in the Park Service, we laugh a little bit about dressing up for St. Patrick's Day because you know what our uniforms look
like. Yeah, you guys are already in green, well in green.
we're pretty much here around St. Patrick's Day. And I will pretend like I didn't hear you say the weather forecast. So, yes, happy almost St. Patrick's Day. I can't believe we were remarking yesterday was the Ides of March, Etu Brute, and the day before was Pi Day. And I think we missed all of it because we were so excited that the sun was out yesterday, at least.
Yeah, I loved getting a little bit of sunshine on the skin. It felt great. And hopefully we'll be getting a beautiful spring. I imagine we're going to see a lot of nice wildflower action out in the park this spring with all the wet weather we've been having.
That is the prediction. Fingers crossed.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so I did want to give a few park updates, mostly about what we, well, you know, not surprisingly, we've learned a little bit with all the different weather that we've had. So we have been updating our park website and, you know, certainly tweeting out a little bit regarding especially Mount Vision Road, not Vision Road, but Mount Vision Road. We learned from, there was an incident a couple of weeks ago where, you know, so just visitors that were stuck behind some downed trees. So in anticipation of weather events, we have been in communication with a few residents. Actually, there are park employees that live up Mount Vision Road. So we've been preemptively closing that road so that nobody, you know, gets stuck behind there. And certainly the folks that are up there are prepared to ride out any storm. Thankfully, last time there were very few downed trees. I think Limantour had a few downed trees and certainly a lot of debris on the road. It was the other day that one of our rangers spotted a group of 21 road bicyclists heading up Limantour.
Wow.
We had bets on how long they would last up there just because, you know, I'm sure riding a road bike would not be fun with all the debris.
Yeah, and in those conditions as well, you know, it's big winds blowing through.
Yeah. Well, and Jeff, since our crews, they've been busy with downed trees, you know, across roadways mostly. We haven't gotten really a full picture of downed trees along the trails, or at least recently. So we've been reminding local hikers as well as visitors from around to let us know if you encounter a downed tree. There are many different ways of letting us know. You can snap a photo and send it to our info on our park website, or just call us up at the park phone number 464-5100, or stop by because I think that helps our trails crew. We know the more popular trails, but if there are some trails that have been really impacted, we want to get out there. But unfortunately, if there are trees down on roadways, that's our primary objective. And other than that, though, we don't have any trail closures except for ones that I think I mentioned last time. Meadow Trail continues to be closed to equestrians, but open to hikers. And Horse Trail, closed to everybody. We haven't quite gotten over there yet. Our visitor centers remain open, Bear Valley, 7 days a week, 9:30 to 5. Kenpatrick down at Drake's Beach, 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on weekends and holiday Mondays. And I'll give an update with our elephant seal friends out there at Kenpatrick in a few. And the Lighthouse Visitor Center is still open, 10 a.m. to 4 on weekends and holiday Mondays. And the stairs, when it's less than 40 miles an hour, are open 1:30 to 3:30. And that's usually when we're giving our programming down there too. There have been a number of stair closures because it has exceeded 40 miles an hour. We did have bets. I don't know if it was between, I think it was between the last time we talked, Jeff, where we had bets as to, so winds are recorded, but we're not always out there except for on weekends. So if we have a high wind event, like say on a Monday when we're not out there, we'll try to guess. And Fiona, Ranger Fiona, have put it out there that the best guess would win a batch of cookies. And wouldn't you know it, for that one wind event, the highest recorded speed was 90 miles an hour. I think it was like 3 Mondays ago. And and I guessed it. So I was like,
All
okay,
right.
those cookies are going to appear at the visitor center.
That's great, and I've heard Fiona's a great baker, so
Oh yeah.
that's a good
And
prize. I
she
can't imagine how windy it must feel out at the lighthouse. I live out on the Bolinas Mesa, which is one of these, little points of land. I'm close to Agate Beach area, and it just gets remarkably windy there. And then you look at the map and you see where the lighthouse is at Point Reyes, and it is way out into the ocean there. It must just be
Yeah.
amazing.
Well, we frequently get called out, or Point Reyes, the point does, when the Marin County Emergency Operations Center will do briefings, and a lot of times the point will be called out at, like, okay, expect winds out there to be such and such. I think of, all the folks that live out there in the peninsula. I mean, I barely stand up. I mean, I'm a wimp. I'm a wind wimp. I barely stand up at 40 miles an hour. But I know that there are a number of folks that work out there regularly who get their windy legs.
You just kind of get used to
Yeah. And we did have this past weekend, we had a couple of our trail patrol volunteers out reporting out on trail conditions. And actually, there were a number of intrepid hikers doing the Palomarin to Wildcat hike out to Alamere Falls. And this particular volunteer was talking about how, again, like encountering as many folks as possible to try to convince them to do the 3 extra miles out to Wildcat and then backtrack on the beach to Alamere Falls. He didn't want to speculate as to what percentage actually, paid attention to his recommendation. A lot of folks, as just do the bushwhack unofficial, just to the top of Alamere Falls, and we really tried to discourage folks from doing that. And then this volunteer also did a trail patrol at Bear Valley the following day, encountered many more visitors. We he did see a number. Well, this is that time of the year, mushrooms, but also included the death cap mushroom. Oh God, what is that name? Amanita.
Amanita muscaria.
And speaking of that trail, our trail crew was members were able to get out to that really large Doug fir that came down across the trail there, or the roadbed. And they estimated that one, when they removed it, they counted the tree rings and estimated it was about 240 years old. So that's like, it was this happening in the late 1700s.
Wow, that is just humbling to consider.
I was thinking about, I don't know what the tree was that was across Sir Francis Drake, Samuel P. Taylor, but I would imagine that would have been a big old one as well.
I saw a picture. It looked pretty big. I believe it was a redwood that came down
Oh,
there.
was it? Yeah.
I
Okay.
believe. I could have that wrong, but that's what it looked
I'll
like from
have
the
to take
picture
a
I saw.
look. Well, in keeping with our tradition, would you like to? So I usually give you a few clues to a national park that is not Point Reyes, and see if you can't guess what it is.
I think that's a great idea. And in fact, let's try something fun today. I'll give out the number. If someone out there is listening and has a guess, they can call in 415-663-8492. I'm ready for that first clue.
All right. So, and Jeff and our listening audience too. This one's a really difficult one that I was going to go easy on you, Jeff, because I was unaware of this park, but I do want to highlight it because it goes along with a story of a woman. And in celebration of March being Women's History Month, I thought I would highlight both the park and this person. The park ranger named Tina Short. She was one of the first African American women to serve as a park ranger in the National Capital Region. So that's kind of the first clue about the park. She ended up spending her entire career at this park, the park where she had attended it as a day camper and became a junior ranger. And she remembers vividly the first time that she visited the park as a day camper and became a junior ranger, that she met somebody on horseback, so a mounted patrol ranger, so similar to Point Reyes, and that inspired her. And so the park itself is very small. It's only 376 acres, I believe. It's wooded, and it was home to an earthen fort built during the Civil War to protect the city that's closest to it. So, National Capital Region. So, that's another clue right there.
Very interesting. All
All
right. Well,
right.
this is, it's
Okay. All
got me
right.
stumped so
So,
far.
kind of doing two things here.
Yeah, it's great.
And then I did want to update folks. We're doing our along with our gusty winds and interesting weather. March 1st brought about our annual spring closures that. Protecting harbor seals and snowy plovers. And so the harbor seal closure, March 1st through June 30th. So that means Drake's Estero and the mouth of Drake's Estero, close to boating, kayaking, canoeing, Double Point down to the west end of Lamentor Spit. So kind of going northwest there, close to all visitor access by ocean-going vessels. When I was living down at Lamentor, a surprising number of folks are out there on boats. And just, it's kind of interesting because we've got those two areas closed for harbor seal pupping protection. And Tamales Point is another place where harbor seals, they do pup. But that's not closed. Just not worried about the numbers out there. And this time of the year, because of the harbor seal pupping, we do remind folks to be about 300 feet away from the seals because, so we say for elephant seals, only 25 feet because generally they're not necessarily disturbed by humans walking by. Whereas harbor seals are easily, much more easily disturbed. And so, while the females for harbor seals will leave their pups on the beach while they go forage for food. Try not to get alarmed by that and wait for the mom to return. And we also instituted our pet restrictions on Point Reyes Beach or Great Beach, up to Abbott's, because of the nesting season for the western snowy plover. So March 1st through September 30th, we don't allow pets on Point Reyes Beach north from the north end of North Beach to the intersection of Kehoe Beach and Kehoe Beach Trail. And it's also the time of the year, March 1st through September 30th, that kiteboarding, also known as kite surfing, not allowed off of Limantour Beach to the west or to the right as you go down Limantour and then North Beach parking lot up to Kehoe Beach within Abbott's Lagoon. So yeah, if you've ever seen kite surfing, it's quite an activity, or maybe you've participated in it, Jeff.
I've not, but my good friend and bass player in my band is an avid, he does a lot of different things, but he does kite surfing. In fact, he has recently, with a group of people, did what they think is the first successful kite surf downwind from Bolinas through the Golden Gate to Chrissy Field in San Francisco.
Oh,
Crazy.
wow.
Not,
Wow.
I don't think I'm quite brave enough for that kind of activity, but amazing
Wow.
to know, and fun to watch those
Well,
guys, but
yeah, all in one fell swoop,
yep.
seriously?
Yeah, it didn't take them long either. It
Wow.
was in one of those very windy days, and they just
They were lucky.
sounded scary to
Wow.
me. But they
Yeah.
successfully did it and did so safely, which was exciting to know.
Yeah.
But good to know that, yeah, to protect
Well,
wildlife, we're staying away
yeah.
from Limantour with those kind of activities.
Well, and it's a type of activity I look at. It's like, oh, I just love to do it. But, full well recognizing I'd be in a body cast the day after, probably. And then in addition to kite surfing, kite flying from March 1st through September 30th in that same area, not allowing, only because those two activities are well documented to disturb the western snowy plover during
Yes.
this time, this important nesting season. We also on March 1st, we did get our 2022 or last year's park visitation stats. They were released, and Point Reyes welcomed more than 2.4 million visitors. It's down a little bit from the year before, where we recorded 2.7 million visitors. We do at Point Reyes a lot of parks that have entrance, well, not a lot, but a few that have entrance stations are able to do a count right there at their entrance stations. We just do it by car counters at various locations in the park. And then with our group ranking the numbers for the entire National Park Service. So that's 424 units, and we've got three people in the office, but we use a multiplier, and I can't remember what it is here for Point Reyes. Usually it's somewhere between 2.5 and 3 people per car. And I think we did have some issues with some of our car counters. So we at Point Reyes, we take the numbers and report them at the end of each month. So stay tuned because we were actually surprised that our numbers went down because we had other visitation stats like out at the visitor centers, the Lighthouse, Bear Valley, and others that indicated an upward trend. So stay tuned for that one. Our sister park, Golden Gate, they clocked in with 15.6 million visitors. So they are actually the second most visited national park unit. Any guesses as to the first, Jeff?
Yellowstone.
Oh, that's a good. No, actually, I don't know if Yellowstone's in the top five. Well, I don't know about that. Or Yosemite, but it's
Yosemite.
usually number one is Blue Ridge Parkway,
Wow. Oh, wouldn't have guessed that.
and then Gateway, down in New York, and Shenandoah might be another one. I'll have to look that one up. And I know that Golden Gate exceeded its 2019 numbers, and they were thinking that it was attributed to they opened up, the tunnel tops in July, making that great new green space. And they also held some additional interpretive program offerings for in a celebration of their 50th anniversary. And the only other Bay Area park with more visitors than us, San Francisco Maritime, they clocked in at a little bit, just about 3 million visitors. And then the four East Bay parks. So we have Rosie the Riveter, World War II Homefront National Historical Park, Eugene O'Neill National Historic Site, John Muir National Historic Site, and Port Chicago Naval, let me get this right, Naval Magazine National Memorial. They were all in between 18,000 and 38,000 visitors, except for I think Port Chicago gets quite a few fewer visitors because they are reservation only, and that site unfortunately, it commemorates the unfortunate disaster there, World War II disaster, where it was the largest naval explosion of armaments. So that, oh yeah, they recorded 1,129 visitors there last year. So maybe we could ask, the entire town of Inverness or maybe Bolinas, they can just go and visit Port Chicago and double their numbers this year. So actually, speaking of parks, you're ready for your second clue?
I'm ready.
Okay, all right. I'll go back to this female park ranger, Tina Short. She remembers when she had asked about becoming a national park ranger. She was somebody told her, "Oh, sweetheart, they don't have colored people, and they sure don't have ladies." So later, when she was old enough, she joined the ranks of park rangers and completed courses at American University and attended 10 weeks of ranger skills training over at Grand Canyon University, where she learned how to rappel for rescue operations, created interpretive programs, and she learned administration duties. So got kind of the full rounded experience of running a national park. And then she, as she spent the entirety of her career in this national park, she built programs that are still popular with kids every day, to this day, I should say, including the summer theater. And she had said for many inner city kids that this is their only summer theater outdoor experience that they'll get. So that's quite an impact.
Sounds like a wonderful place.
Okay, so swinging back to this part of the country. So our elephant seals, we are winding down with the mating and breeding and pupping season, and most of the little ones have made the full transition. So they've nursed for their approximately 28 days. And the cows, the females have left to go to in the area of the Hawaiian Islands for their forage trip, because remember, they're not eating the whole time that they're here. And some of the large males remain, and but in general, the number of seals has gone down. At Kenpatrick, we only have, oh, and these numbers are from a couple of weeks ago. They've been updated just recently, but we're down to two cows, two pups, 54 wean pups. And then some of those wean pups have moved to the back, what I call the kiddie pool or the wetlands restoration area. And over at the elephant seal overlook, we're down to two cows, two pups, 87 wean pups, and four males. And at the lifeboat station, where people can walk right down pretty close to see the elephant seals, one cow, one pup, 12 weaned ones, and one male. And we, the the juveniles, as all juveniles, it seems, we had one head-on up all the way from the beach up to, this is at Kenpatrick Visitor Center, to within about a foot of the women's restroom. And so one of our volunteers down there took a picture, and it was one of those caption this. So if you ever see, because they do, they get in interesting places. We also saw another one heading on up the asphalt, the paved way up to the Peterborough Overlook. But if you ever see an elephant seal where you think maybe it shouldn't be, just let us know. Just call us up at the visitor center. We have a nice way of kind of getting them back by waving a blue tarp at them from a distance, and they think that's something large that they need to avoid. So that works out pretty well. We did over, oh gosh, I think it was over President's Day weekend. We, in addition to, on a busy weekend day, we might see about 1,700 folks at our little contact station or a little visitor center there. But I think we saw at least twice that many down to the visitor center, or sorry, down to the lighthouse itself. And we only saw a couple of southbound gray whales and a couple of northbound gray whales. But then the weekend after, they were all northbound. So we saw about 20, 25 northbound gray whales on that Sunday. And we actually saw possibly two cow-calf pairs. So that could be like moms who got down to Baja or down south a little early, and their calves have grown up enough, had put on enough weight to head up north. And I think on that Tuesday of last week, we spotted 20 northbound whales. So the migration's on by some of our winter wildlife docents. We also, two newborn elk calves of this season were seen on March 10th, so only about a week ago, and they were part of the Drake's Beach herd. And usually the Drake's Beach herd is ahead of the Tomales Point herd with calving, antler shedding. And oddly, six elk males were seen still with their racks on. Usually they've dropped them by now. So that's kind of a little bit of an anomaly. And like you said, Jeff, we anticipate a big wildflower spring, I hope, in between rain showers already. Point Reyes wallflower, sky lupin, wild cucumber, chickweed, chocolate fritillary lily, my favorite. Douglas iris is certainly out there, and a whole host of spring wildflowers. So it's kind of exciting.
It's wonderful. Look forward to some nice times out in the park this spring and summer.
So do we have time for a third and final clue?
Let's hear it. Yeah, I think
Okay.
it'll be just about time to wrap up. I did want to make a mention that there's some Prince of Field seminars coming up, but we might have to save that for our next update.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you for that. And so this park unit offers activities like picnics, like I said before, theater, environmental education, music, ranger-led programs. And the actual fort, so there's another clue, had six sides, each 100 feet long. It was protected by a moat, a water moat, with trees felled side by side with branches pointing out. And it was named for a flag officer who commanded the Navy Naval SEAL victory at Point Royal in South Carolina in November 1861. Any guesses, Jeff?
Not a one. It's got to be something on the East Coast, in the South,
There
and
you go. The name of it is actually Fort DuPont. So DuPont Circle.
all right, there we
And
go.
then it never saw battle, but it did serve as a lifeline of freedom. So runaway slaves found safety before heading up north. And then the fort's earthworks, you can still see part of the city, and there it's given tours. Oh, and one more thing. So not only did Ranger